That song is in fine shape, and it hasn't even been recorded yet as we speak.
Oh, man, it's so early.
Now we've never met before, and I don't necessarily believe everything I read in record company press releases, but you guys have known each other an awful long time.
Mm-hmm.
How do you stand each other on the bus after all these years?
Well, Amy sleeps in the back, and I sleep in the front.
That's
no,
right.
we've known each other since elementary school, and we're great friends, and we've learned, like, when to have our space and when to have our time together, and we usually always get along. It's been a remarkable partnership, you know, on a personal level and on a professional level as well.
It has to be a real thrill, I mean, no matter what you achieve, to take it from the phase of playing together in high school to doing your indie recordings and getting a record deal. It's like, you know, the unobtainable dream.
It still feels the same, though,
yeah.
You know, the music does, which is the best thing.
Well, that's what's important, I think. So let's hear another song, please.
This is a song that is either going to be called Ghost or I'm in Love with Your Ghost or something like that.
You could call it Ghost 2.
Ghost 2. Maybe we'd make... Maybe we'd sell more albums if they thought... Anyway.
Movie soundtrack.
You'll believe.
It's the movie soundtrack.
No, you'll believe in this song.
We were joking around. We were saying, because there's so much ghost imagery in this record, that we were going to call it Boo. But no.
I'm vetoing it.
Yeah.
Poltergeist.
We both have veto. Poltergeist.
Apparitions. Rattling chains. Anyway, this is a song about someone who haunts you, who you can't get over. It's typical of my
love songs this time.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get played on adult contemporary radio.
Oh, let's hope.
Okay.